We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, gentle viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for all viewers. In Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 MHz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13,333, FEC, auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Swatter Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dar'ul Province, Channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tar, Channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Wu Cable, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, and in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a United Kingdom mother shares her lottery winnings with Ethiopian orphans. In technology news, an ultra-fast laser speeds up data access on hard disk by 100,000 times. In eco news, the USA Environmental Protection Agency collaborates with General Electric to clean up the Hudson River. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July the 10th, is the Independence Day of the Bahamas, commemorating its autonomy achieved in 1973. Northeast of Cuba and southeast of Florida, United States, this picturesque chain of about 700 islands in the Caribbean is one of the most visited year-round resorts in the Western Hemisphere. The Bahamas Abuku National Park is 20,500 acres of protected area, part of which is the habitat for the endangered Bahama parrot. It was designated as an important bird area by the National Audubon Society of the United States and BirdLife International. We wish the citizens of the Bahamas a marvelous Independence Day.
Fly-in news. Swine flu linked to suffering in both humans and animals. Victorian state officials in Australia, where the winter flu season is underway, reported that 99% of flu cases tested in the last week of June were diagnosed as swine flu. Medical personnel in Auckland, New Zealand, are struggling to cope as daily visits to facilities such as the White Cross clinics increased from 2,500 to 3,500 people per day. Healthcare practitioners themselves have also become infected.
On the other side of the globe, in the Northern Hemisphere country of Canada, a newly identified mutation of swine flu has been confirmed in two pig farm workers in the province of Saskatchewan. The new mutation mixes elements of human seasonal flu and swine flu, which alone has now infected people in more than 130 countries, with around 95,000 cases and fatalities that exceed 430, all according to a reported count that many officials say is but a fraction of the disease's true spread.
First ever cases have just been discovered in Zimbabwe and Tanzania. As the global situation worsens, experts worry about situations like the one already seen in Canada, where pig farms become the breeding grounds for new mutation and more lethal flu strains. The cruel conditions of the modern livestock system also foster further disease through the practices of overcrowding, forcing growth through chemical means, and slaughter with no regard to the animal's sentience. As measured in the U.S., more than 70% of pigs at the time of slaughter were suffering from pneumonia.
To better understand the experience of farmed animals, Supreme Master Television spoke with Dutch-born Dr. Rima A. Morel, animal communicator and founder of the Living Art Sanctuary in Scotland, who was able to contact some of them telepathically.
The factory farmed animals and the ones in abattoirs are suffering terribly, and very often they forget why they are here and what in fact their spiritual purpose is, which is absolutely tragic when they are being held in such terrible conditions. So really the message I get from them is more, it isn't so much in words, but it's more to do with the feeling. And there's a feeling of panic, of oppression, and of fear, and also of impending doom. Those feelings are with them every single moment of every single day for all of their short and tragic lives. And we really do not have the right to allow animals to suffer in such a way.
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Morel, for conveying to us the terribly sad feelings of these innocent animals whose lives we should be protecting above all.
It sorrows us to know of the increasing fatalities as we also learn of the potentially dangerous new swine flu viruses. Our prayers that the fear and suffering of humans and animals alike are soon replaced by acts of compassion and love, such as the organic vegan diet that brings health and happiness to all.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/beveg.
UN donates to help Ugandans raise standard of living. The United Nations International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD, has pledged millions of U.S. dollars to assist Ugandan districts in development endeavors, including improved roads, enhanced agricultural management, and updated water and sanitation infrastructure. As part of a 7-year livelihood support program, the fund will also donate motorcycles, vehicles, and photocopiers to better enable residents in reaching health centers, markets, and schools for the disadvantaged. The first region to receive this assistance is the Nakaseke district, with $2.87 million U.S. dollars recently donated by the fund. Our gratitude and heaven bless UN International Fund for Agricultural Development for your support in bettering the health and comfort of Ugandan brethren. May their lives flourish in bountiful wellness and fulfillment.
China drafts animal welfare law, with public concern rising over matters of animal protection. A first ever animal rights measure has been published by a team of Chinese legal experts who worked for 7 months to prepare the bill. A recent survey of more than 63,000 residents found that an overwhelming 89% support animal welfare legislation. The draft law is being submitted for public review through the month of August and will then be sent to the National People's Congress for a vote by year-end 2009. An appreciative bravo, legal team, and all concerned Chinese citizens for your commitment to our treasured animal friends. We pray for people worldwide to realize the benefit to our own lives of coexisting in peaceful harmony with all beings.
Alcohol intake is costly to health and even life. A study conducted by the universities of Glasgow and Bristol that followed over 5,000 Scottish men for 35 years found that increased alcohol consumption resulted in a higher incidence of hospital admissions as well as longer stays. In a separate study by the National Health Services Scotland, alcohol was found to be the cause of 1 in 20 deaths in Scotland, a figure twice as high as previously reported. In response to the news, Scotland's Health Secretary, Nicola Sturgeon, promised quick action on what she is calling the biggest public health challenge facing the country. Health Secretary Sturgeon, National Health Services Scotland, and university researchers, we appreciate your efforts to inform and address the dangers of this harmful substance. blessed be such initiatives in restoring the security of alcohol-free living to individuals and families across the globe.
Benefits of alcohol bans. Stroke risk reduced by 50% by quitting smoking and restricting alcohol consumption, along with more exercise and higher fruit and vegetable intake.
Researchers in Spain find that alcohol-free beer reduces cholesterol levels, along with other potential heart benefits, without any of the risks associated with alcohol consumption.
Financial savings. A Canadian study estimates alcohol intervention programs could save 880 lives and $1 billion U.S. dollars every year.
Mortality. A 10% decline in vodka sales resulted in a significant decrease in alcohol-related deaths in Russia in 1 year.
Exercising, drinking less alcohol, eating fruits and vegetables, and not smoking extends life expectancy by 14 years.
Cancer. A World Cancer Research Fund study finds reducing meat and alcohol consumption decreases cancer risk.
Other illnesses. The brain's regeneration and performance are increased once alcohol consumption ceases. Alcoholic hepatitis patients can gain complete recovery if the patient gives up alcohol and has a good diet. Bodybuilding.com states that bodybuilders who refrain from alcohol consumption experience benefits in terms of muscle gain, hydration, recovery, metabolism, and mental focus.
Social implications. A New Zealand liquor ban resulted in 98% less liquor offenses, as well as a reduction in other crimes. Research in New Mexico, USA shows that Sunday bans on alcohol sales resulted in fewer collisions and traffic casualties. Alcohol-related crimes dropped by 15% following an alcohol ban in Aberystwyth, UK. An alcohol ban becomes permanent on the jetty area of Coffs Harbour City, Australia, due to its success in reducing crime.
Youth. In the U.S. state of Florida, raising the legal drinking age from 18 to 21 significantly reduced auto accident-related fatalities. A voluntary ban of alcohol sales to youth under 21 in the UK's Marske Village is made permanent as crime and antisocial behavior is reduced. An alcohol ban in U.S. colleges helps overall alcohol abstention and reduces bouts of drunkenness and secondhand effects of drinking.
Plus more.
For more information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Sudanese Radio Exchange Program promotes peace. Launched among journalists of four radio stations established by non-profit Internews in South Sudan, the exchange program is allowing them to become better acquainted with each other's communities, cultures, and radio stations. Some of these different regions were once in conflict with each other in Sudan's history. The Internews Radio Project, funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, is called Radio for Peace, Democracy, and Development in South Sudan. Internews Sudan Program Director Deborah Enzor said, "What seems like a very soft and benign cultural exchange has a profound impact on hundreds of thousands of people. When journalists understand better what happens historically in each other's communities and when they are able to share that through radio, amazing things can happen." What a wonderful endeavor! Our appreciative accolades, U.S. Agency for International Development, Director Enzor, Internews, Sudanese radio stations, and all journalists for bringing people together in harmonious understanding. Wishing everyone continued enrichment through such exchange that fosters further unity and peace among the beautiful Sudanese people.
Woman rescued from burning car. In South Carolina, USA, traffic safety officer Mr. Jason Whittle and laundry assistant manager Mr. Michael Samuels Sr. saved a woman whose car had ignited after it hit an electrical pole. Despite the danger created by power lines that had fallen on top of her car, the two men, without hesitation, worked together and quickly removed Ms. Marilyn Luther from her car before it exploded. Mr. Whittle later said, "I just couldn't stand by and watch while someone burned to death," while Mr. Samuels shared that his heart told him to go. Ms. Luther, who emerged unharmed, was grateful to be alive and said, "God bless those two men who pulled me out." Indeed, God bless Mr. Whittle and Mr. Samuels for your heroic actions in rescuing Ms. Luther. Such selfless deeds of love inspire us all toward creating a more kind and caring world.
For their remarkable valor, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Jason Whittle and Mr. Michael Samuels, each with a Shining World Hero Award. Save Our Planet, Irish Sunday Independent interviews Supreme Master Ching Hai. This Sunday, July 12th, the Sunday weekly edition of the Irish Independent newspaper will feature Supreme Master Ching Hai's insights on the dilemma of humanity's survival as we face the effects of global warming. In responding to these questions, Supreme Master Ching Hai addresses the vegan diet as the only way we can truly halt this damaging trend.
See, we need the solution, which is organic life-saving vegan diet. Then our future is transformed. Life will quickly become better than what you could even imagine. Greener, lush, tranquil, contentment, happiness, healthy, and more intelligence, more incredible invention will come out of it as the outcome. With no more killing, humans and animals alike will flourish in peace, and the world will be restored to beauty and happiness.
This article in the Irish Sunday Independent, the country's most widely read weekly newspaper, will be available this coming Sunday, July 12, 2009, in all shops, newspaper stands, and airports nationwide in Ireland and throughout the United Kingdom, as well as through the airlines Aer Lingus and Ryanair.
We send our thanks to Irish Sunday Independent and journalist Ben Murnane for your help in bringing awareness about this urgent situation of our time. Our thankfulness also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her continued care and shared wisdom. We wish the many Sunday Independent readers inspiration toward lifestyles that sustain both themselves and our life-giving Earth.
Please tune in for the broadcast of this interview at a later date on Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom with multi-language subtitles.
Save Our Planet. G8 leaders commit to emission reductions. In the first day of their meeting in L'Aquila, Italy, on Wednesday, dignitaries from Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the U.S. agreed to reduce greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050 and to keep the global rise in temperatures to 2 degrees Celsius. The leaders also committed to renewed efforts to assist developing nations, especially those in Africa, in achieving Millennium Development Goals to benefit health and quality of life.
I expect real progress in this G8, namely in two areas. Climate change, the fight against climate change, and food security. In climate change, accepting the 2 degrees Celsius as the basic reference given by science, accepting also that we should have at least 80% reductions by 2050 for developed countries.
We commend your excellencies for your initial pledges to better both the environment and the disadvantaged in our world. Wishing you continued progress in setting and achieving goals that ensure the stability of our shared planetary home.
Save Our Planet. Nearly 900 species extinct in the past 500 years. According to the latest analysis of data by the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, 869 known plant and animal species have disappeared completely over the past 500 years, with nearly 17,000 known species currently threatened with extinction.
Approximately one-third of amphibians, 1 in 8 birds, and 1/4 of all mammals may soon vanish from the Earth. Report editor and deputy head of IUCN's species program, Jean-Christophe V, said, "It's time to recognize that nature is the largest company on Earth, working for the benefit of 100% of humankind, and it's doing it for free. Governments should put as much effort, if not more, into saving nature as they do into saving economic and financial sectors."
We join in admiration and support of your thoughtful statement, Deputy Head VA and International Union for Conservation of Nature. our deep thankfulness for your ongoing work to raise awareness of the fragile state of our biosphere. May all leaders quickly act in preserving the cherished plants and animals who fill our world with color and joy.
In expressing her concern once more for the dilemma faced by humanity, Supreme Master Qinghai spoke during the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, highlighting the need for caring stewardship of the planet.
Up to now, we have lost so many, not just marine lives, but land species that disappear faster than we can imagine. They suffer a lot. They die or they completely disappear because of our careless management of the world. And we just feel like it doesn't concern us, or that we are not responsible for their plight, for the death and disappearance of our precious co-inhabitants. But the fact is that we are responsible. We have to stop the harmful effect of meat consumption. Then we will see a happy, sufficient, and satisfied world manifest in front of our eyes in a matter of weeks.
Save our planet. Australian town bans bottled water. As the first urban region in the country and perhaps the world, Bundanoon, New South Wales, has voted to ban commercially bottled water. The near-unanimous approval was cheered at a town meeting on Wednesday evening, which followed a state ruling made only hours before to ban all government-related purchases of bottled water, saying that doing so wasted both money and resources. The Bundanoon ruling is intended to reduce the carbon footprints associated with water bottling and transport, with residents saying they have no need for liquid that is encased in plastic, as they can find equally good water in their taps. A big bravo, progressive residents of Bundanoon. We applaud your earth-considerate endeavors and can't wait to see many more municipalities and nations join in doing the same.
Save our planet. Speaking in the UK, former US Vice President and Nobel laureate Al Gore urged world leaders to realize the tremendous value of carbon stored in soil and to thus halt such devastating and emission-intensive land practices as peatland burning and forest clearing.
Save our planet. According to Australia's Department of Environment and Conservation, drought in the past year alone has taken the lives of over 600,000 grey kangaroos in Western Australia.
Save our planet. South Korea announces plans to raise over 1.5 billion US dollars through bonds, funds, and savings, which will be used to assist green industries that include sustainable energy sources and eco-friendly transportation.
Honey the Belted Flowerfly, a happy vegan with a tip that will help you around the house. To make opening a jar easier, you can get a better grip by wrapping one or more rubber bands around the lid of the jar several times. Thicker bands are better for this type of job. Just try it. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
humanitarian news, a United Kingdom lottery winner shares her good fortune with Ethiopian orphans. When Miss Jane Surdy's mother of five won an €8.8 million lottery, she soon visited an orphanage in Addis Ababa to fulfill her dream of helping disadvantaged children. She donated €59,000 to Kedani Maret Children's Home and promised a yearly contribution to support the home. In addition, she pledged an annual amount to Beyond the Orphanage, a project which provides shelter, education, counseling and medical services to children without homes. Ms. Surtees said, "The sisters at the orphanage are modern-day saints. What I have seen in Ethiopia will stay with me for the rest of my life. Our heartfelt appreciation, Ms. Jane Surtees, for your warm-hearted generosity and care of the precious children of Ethiopia. May all youngsters be graced with love and support in this journey of life."
In technology news, a new innovation could dramatically accelerate hard disk data storage and retrieval. In research led by Dr. Jean-Yves Bigot of the Institute of Materials Physics and Chemistry in Strasbourg, France, an ultra-fast laser speeded up data access on hard disks by 100,000 times. The femtosecond laser uses bursts of light to change the spin of an atom's electrons. One femtosecond is one quadrillionth of a second. This increases the rate of retrieving and storing the data. Dr. Bigot calls the new technique the photonics of spin. Congratulations, Dr. Jean-Yves Bigot and participating scientists, for your spectacular discovery. May it help advance us on the path to a more efficient and communicative world. Up next on Noteworthy News, US government and private sector collaborate to clean the Hudson River. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. More admirable news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, encouraging news for a hope-filled world. In eco news, dredging of the Hudson River is underway. The United States Environmental Protection Agency and General Electric, GE, are collaborating to clean the Hudson River of toxic polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs. The river flows through the states of New York and New Jersey. In the joint eco activity, GE is funding the $780 million project. The pollution was caused by the release of the carcinogenic PCBs from GE capacitor plants into the river over a 30-year period ending in 1977. Our accolades and gratitude to the Environmental Protection Agency, General Electric, and all participating citizens for this earth-loving endeavor. May the mission of bringing our planet back to purity and sustainability be undertaken by all.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "Who Won?"
A housewife was telling her husband about things that happened during the day. She said, "You know, I had a big fight with the water company." "Really?" asked the husband. "So who won?" The wife said, "Nobody. It was even. They don't get any money, and we don't get any water."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
"I wish somehow, by the mercy of heaven, to please join your noble mission to spread peace and love and the realization of a true golden age, and that 2009 will be the year of no more toe-stepping and all noble dreams come true. I am a dancer, Marvin from Italy."
Dancing in God's light, Marvin, thank you for communicating your wish to work together to share the message of love for all of God's creation. Let 2009 indeed be the year of delicate and nimble steps on our dazzling planet, heralding a new era of global goodwill and harmony between beings. May heaven abundantly bless you and your warm-hearted Italian co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May love and wisdom be your constant guides. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The Sultanate of Oman announces a $12 million donation to assist persons and families in Pakistan displaced by internal conflict in the country's Swat and Malakand areas.
To honor a visit from U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama, nuns at Moscow's St. Demetrius Sisterhood, Russia's only Orthodox Christian medical school, present her with a set of traditional nesting Matryoshka dolls.
Morocco allocates $9.4 million to the 2009 Vacation for All program, which is expected to fund trips for some 20,000 less fortunate children.
Archaeologists from Pennsylvania State University, USA, analyze hand stencils surrounding the ancient Spotted Horses cave mural in France and determine that most belonged to female artists.
British financier Chris Hahn donates $817 million in 2008 to the Children's Investment Fund Foundation, a charity run by his wife, Jamie Cooper Hahn, which funds projects for children across the developing world. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing their benevolence with a Shining World Compassion Award.
International Tennis Federation champion of 2008, Nopawan Lerchiwakarn of Thailand, wins the Wimbledon girls singles tennis title in England.
The Philippine government is renewing efforts to encourage consumption of fruits and vegetables, stipulating school canteens should only provide healthy food choices and prohibiting the display of junk food for sale.
Israeli President Shimon Peres and President Hosni Mubarak of Egypt meet in Cairo, where they discuss current opportunities for Middle East peace, including the release of Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit.
14-year-old Jean Fletcher of Michigan, USA, who lives with cerebral palsy, drove 100 miles in his wheelchair to raise $20,000 in donations for the charity Baycliff Health Camp, which benefits the disabled. For his exceptional endeavor, Supreme Master Ching Hai is conferring the Shining World Hero Award upon Mr. Gene Fletcher and pledging a $10,000 contribution to his noble initiative.
The Health Authority of Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates announces the distribution of insurance cards that offer free medical treatment for orphans, prisoners, and people with special needs.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.